So big exciting news for Noah Hoffman from Aspen, Colorado, who landed his first FIS podium today in Lenzerheide, Switzerland at a FIS race. He was on the podium yesterday in second to Dario Colonia, and today Noah grabbed his first win, and we're excited to talk to him shortly, and we're going to try and get him on the line. So I think we have Noah Hoffman on the line. How's it going, Noah? Congratulations.
Thanks so much. It's going well.
Yeah, very exciting. Back-to-back podiums, and now your first FIS international win, I think, correct?
Several years ago, I did on an Opa Cup trip over here in Central Europe. I did a Swiss Cup race, and I won that one, too. So my two wins over in Europe have come on Swiss Cup races.
Very exciting. So today's race was a 15-kilometer skiathlon. We weren't sure exactly. Can you tell us about the race and talk about how it unfolded?
Yeah, not a skiathlon. It was a pursuit start based on yesterday. It was just a classic race today.
Okay.
Dario Colonia, who won yesterday, chose not to start today. I'm sure he's focusing on next weekend on World Championships. Remo Fischer, who was third yesterday, didn't start as well, which meant that I started kind of alone at the front with a 29-second lead over Tony Lievers from Switzerland.
Okay.
So I just skied a time trial, skied the whole race by myself. I never saw anybody out there. So
that's pretty exciting, though, to end up with the fastest time of the day, eh?
Yeah, no, you never know when you're skiing out there by yourself how fast you're skiing. So it was nice to know that I was skiing fast, and I'm looking forward to building on this success for the next couple of weekends and into World Championships.
Tell us about the course and conditions today.
It was actually quite cold this morning. I think it got down below minus 20 Celsius last night. But it was a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, and the sun was nice, warming you up well, and it was just good extra blue skiing and hard tracks, and the courses are really fun there in Lenzerheide. We're going to be back there for the Tour de Ski next year.
Right.
It's really good to get a preview of those courses, those courses ahead of that event.
Yeah, no, I was reading your blog yesterday evening late, and I saw that, so it's definitely a good preview. So let's go back to yesterday a bit, because coming second to Dario Colonia has got to put a charge in your battery.
Yeah, he was, saw the start list, I saw that he was 30 seconds behind me, and it was interesting. I was expecting him to ski right through me, and I was hoping to be able to hold on to him. And I was thrilled at the finish when he hadn't caught me yet.
Yeah, no, it was very exciting when we looked at the finish, and there your name was there just behind Dario. So the other guys with you, the other Americans, Bjornsson and Tad Elliott, also did very well.
Yeah, they skied great. Tad had a really good race yesterday. He said he felt as good as he has all season. Which is great. I think he's building momentum into the World Championships as well. And then today was Eric's great day, and I think he had one of his best races ever with the second fastest split on the day, so that's very cool.
Yeah, that was exciting. I wanted to get to that too. So Eric was on the podium with you, eh?
Yeah, exactly. No, it was awesome to have him right there next to me, and he's a great young skier, and he's coming right up. He's going to be internationally competitive very soon here.
Yeah, no, he's already showing his legs are there, and he had a great nationals with some first titles. And so you guys, the young bucks on the U.S. team, are starting to kick butt, as they say.
Well, we hope to build on this momentum. I'm really looking forward to the World Championships coming up and the rest of the World Cup season. It's really fun to be over here, and I'm feeling like everything's going well.
Yeah, no, it's great. Just going back to your eighth place, that was in Canmore, was it not?
Yep, the Canmore World Cup 30K pursuit, or skiathlon.
Skiathlon. Now, that was the beginning of some of your best results, and now we're seeing some push. Is this all part of kind of the confidence that's happening for you? Are you feeling more relaxed over there and just feeling that, I can be on the podium?
I think absolutely. It's been a building process. This is kind of my third season over here with spending the majority of the winter here, and it really is you hit something you got to learn. It's different than skiing in North America, and so it's something that I think I'm getting better at, all the time, and I hope to keep improving.
Well, we're excited to see the progress you're making, Noah, and I think it's feeding off. You know, we talked before about how exciting the U.S. women have been doing, and I think it feeds off for everybody. So now great to see Eric on the podium and Tad up there as well. So you guys are moving in the right direction.
Absolutely, yeah. The team as a whole is really, really moving up. I think we're riding on some of the momentum of the girls. Because they've obviously had a spectacular season last year and this year.
Now, just one other thing, because we got wind of a cool video that we posted last night. That's got to be another kind of exciting part to your travels and racing over there. Tell us about that video a bit.
That video was just a really fun project for us. We didn't have the project they were going to be when we started, but it ended up being very proud of the final product and really had a great time.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun, and it was great to see that you could see the progression of different races. I remember running into Simi in Quebec, and he had done a video as well, so it was good to see the two of you collaborating on that wonderful, the shower scene with Sadie's great, and everybody's, it's cool. Okay, so let's call it a day here, because we are running back and forth, and it's tough. So congratulations again, Noah, and all the best going forward with the Worlds coming up.
Cool. Thank you so much, Benjamin. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Ciao.